大家好。
弟兄。
Happy Chinese Lunar New Year。
祝各位新年快乐。
It's good to be able to see you again。
很高兴今天能够见到弟兄姐妹朋友。
While I was in Adelaide, I was preparing this message, the power of the gospel.
我们度假是在孩子的家，在那个地方就预备了今天的讲道，就是讲到福音的大能。
Hopefully, this message will be extremely helpful for your 幸福小组。
期待呢这一份的信息对我们刚成立不久的幸福小组会有很大的激励和帮助。
You will never regret the power of the gospel in your life.
在你的生命中，你绝对不会后悔，因为你有了福音的大能在你的生命里。
I will end up with a couple of testimony how this power of gospel have infiltrated.To a few people while I was in Malaysia.
在最后的时候，我就会做两个见证，来证明说福音的大能影响了一些的弟兄姐妹。
Let's revere the word of God and upstanding to read.
请我们大家带着尊敬的心站立来读神的话。
Everybody, open your mouth and read.
请大家一起开口来读。
一二三，请。
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，一人必因信得生。除了基督借我做的那些事，我什么都不敢提，只提他借我言语作为，用神迹奇事的能力，并圣灵的能力，使外邦人顺服。大哉，近前的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被借在荣耀里。这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间。自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。因为神救世人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义、敬虔、度日，等候所盼望的父，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you that the power of the gospel can only be revealed.Through your Son Jesus Christ.
天父，我们非常的谢谢你，这福音的大能只能够在你的爱子主耶稣的身上显出出来。
As we reflect on the Holy Word, we only see the gospel of power in your Son Jesus Christ.
当我们在读你的话语的时候，我们就能够看到福音的大能只能够彰显在你的儿子耶稣的身上。
So bless this morning your message.
主啊，求你今天早上来祝福这篇的信息。
Because your word is powerful.
因为你的话语是带着大能。
Your word can transform life.
你的话语能够改变人的生命。
Your word can be a blessing to our life on earth.
你的话语能够使我们在地上能够蒙恩福。
So that we can be eager to do what is good for the kingdom's sake.
使我们能够因着你的国度的缘故， 在地上行出你的道。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
请坐。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16 to 17 has got a very strange introduction.
在罗马书第一章16到17节里面，这两节的圣经里面有一个比较特殊的介绍。
It is the greatest summary of all the gospel written by man, and this man is Apostle Paul.
在这两节的圣经里面，就是因着使徒保罗所写的。
Paul was declaring the power and the purposes of the gospel message.
在那个时候，保罗在传福音，他就是在宣讲这个福音的大能。
But it's a very strange way how Paul introduced the power of the gospel.
但是当保罗在介绍这个福音的大能的时候，他用一个很特别的方式来介绍。
Out of the blue, Paul says, "I am not ashamed."
在他在所讲的一切的话语中，忽然间他是说，我不以福音为耻。
Why was he not ashamed?
为什么我不会为因着福音而感觉羞耻呢？
All of us have to understand the era of Paul's living at that time.
我们要了解在保罗在活着的他的生平这个时候的状况。
So there's such thing as the church history.
在教会
in the ancient time.
在古代的时候有这个教会的历史。
So when I look through, I find that there are specifically four reasons why Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel."
所以我在查考圣经的时候，我就看出了有四点。因着这个四点，保罗就说，我绝不以福音为耻。
At that time, number one reason.
第一个原因呢，他讲这一句话。
Paul was living in the time when Nero was the emperor of Rome.
这个保罗活的时候就是一个很不好的王，就是尼罗王，他是一个很坏的君王。
That city is full of wickedness and sinning.
在罗马的城市里面是充满了邪恶和
犯罪的地
方。所以保罗就站起来，他就宣讲。
All that he preached is opposing the culture of the Roman people.
他所讲的都是在反对罗马人的生活方式。
Will we do that?
我们敢这样子做吗？
Where we go against our culture.
当我们在反对我们自己的文化的时候，
Wrong culture has to be opposed.
对，不对的文化，我们绝对要反对。
We cannot compromise.
我们不能够妥协。
And second reason.
还有第二个原因。
Who was Paul?
谁是保罗呢？
Paul was a Jew.
保罗是一个犹太人。
At that time, to many people, the Jews are abnormal people.
在当时代呢，很多人都看犹太人是不正常的人。
Just like today, people see Christians as abnormal. Sunday go to church, go to movie.
所以现在呢，也有很多人都看我们基督徒是一个不正常的人。比如说，为什么星期天你们要到教会去？为何不到戏院去看戏呢？
In the eyes of the Roman people,
在当时罗马人的眼中，
Paul was deeply despised by the people, though he did the right thing.
虽然保罗做了许多对的事情，但是罗马当时的人非常的轻视他。
He did the right thing, and yet he was mistreated.
他做了很多对的事，但是他们反而不好好的对待他。
He did the right thing, and yet he was in prison.
当人轻视他、恶待他的时候，他后来却被关在监牢里面。
No wonder Paul realized at that time there are people who are ashamed of the gospel.
这个原因呢，保罗就觉得奇怪，不再奇怪了，因为有很多人觉得认识基督是一件羞耻的事。
Paul says, "I am not ashamed." Hallelujah.
保罗说，我绝对不因认识基督为耻。
And third reason I found,
还有第三个原因,
that while Paul was preaching, everything that he preached is unbelievable.
保罗在当时呢, 他就开始讲道, 他所讲的, 很多人都不能够相信。
It is still today in 1 Corinthians 1:18.
就是在今天, 正如在哥林多前书第一章18节里面已经有说到了, 因为十字架的道理, 在那灭亡人的身上是愚错的, 在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
Many times when I preach, when I reach out to people who are highly educated, professor, PhD,
每一次当我讲到,
in Malaysia,
特别是那些知识很高的, 人跟他们讲到的时候,
they look at me like a foolish Philip.
他们看着我是一个愚蠢的人, 是傻傻的Philip.
But I based on what Paul said in Corinthians,
但是我借着在格林多圣经里面所说的,
it is foolishness to preach the cross in the eyes of your friend, who are highly educated.
在你的朋友群的当中, 虽然有的知识很高, 你所传的福音, 他们是感觉到羞耻的。
But to those who have been saved, it is the power of the gospel.
灭亡的人认为是愚蠢的, 在我们得救的人, 却认为这是神的大能。
It is the power.
这是神的大能。
I use the word in English, the power, not a power.
Yes, 我在这里说, 这是唯一的大能。
If I say to you, power is a God, gospel is a power.
假如我说,
a means one.
福音只是唯一的福音, 但是,
there are many other power in the world today.
在这世界上有很多不同的,
,能力。 So, everywhere, fourth reason, Paul was preaching.
但是福音是唯一带有能力的,
the power 无论, of the cross.
无论保罗到了哪里去,
the power of the good news.
他都是去传福音, 他传十字架, 他传了这一些好消息。
He was ridiculed.
所以他在传的时候, 人就讥笑他。
People cast him out like something weird person.
他们把他赶出去, 也称以为他是一个怪人,
and he was treated very cruelly.
而且他们很残忍地来对待他。
So, on that basis of Paul, four reasons.
接着我们所看到的, 保罗在这里, 他讲了四个原因。
I am not ashamed.
他说, 我不以福音为耻。
This morning,
今天早上,
5 o'clock, I pray.
我早5点钟起来, 我祷告。
I hear the Spirit say,
圣灵对我说,
Paul is not ashamed.
保罗他是不以福音为耻。
I said, Holy Spirit, why?
我问圣灵为什么呢?
All that Paul proclaimed, the Spirit said, is nothing but the truth.
保罗在到处所宣传的话, 不是宣传什么话, 他单单宣扬福音。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹,
if Paul preached is not the truth,
假如保罗所宣讲的不是真理,
today, you 今天, can never read this in Romans chapter 1.
你就不能够在罗马书第一章里面读到这一节圣经的。
I said, Holy Spirit, tell me why.
我就问圣灵为什么呢?
He says, it is in the book. The book is a holy Bible, a holy word.
圣灵说,
it must be holy. Holy means pure and truthful.
这句话是记载在圣经里面, 我们说圣经是圣的, 就是纯洁的圣经的话语。
So if I speak the truth,
我们讲出真理的时候,
and still people come against me,
假如人来反对我,
I still speak the truth.
我仍旧要坚持来讲真理。
Just like Paul,
就好像保罗一样, 他不以宣传福音为耻。
Then the Holy Spirit say,
圣灵就对我说,
he is not ashamed.
他不以为耻。
Paul is not ashamed.
保罗不认为福音为耻。
But Philip, you admire my word.
但是, Philip, 你却欣赏我的话语。
For your age, you better admire my word.
他说你已经到这个年纪了，你更要来羡慕我的话。
I say yes, Lord.
我说主啊，我愿意。
I want to admire your word.
我要羡慕多得到你的话语。
I say, what about today?
但是今天的情况是怎样呢？
Are you and I ashamed of the gospel?
你和我是不是以福音为耻呢？
I start thinking.
我就开始思想。
I come up with four reasons.
我就想到四个原因。
We are ashamed of the gospel because we are worried of offending people.
我们因为福音为耻，其中的一个原因，我们就是怕因为传福音了会得罪人。
And the word surfaced up into my spirit. It says in the four gospel, my word will offend people.
在这个四福音里面有说，神说他的话。有时候会得罪人的，因为人不接受。
I tell you, you will never offend people if you speak the truth.
当你讲真的话的时候，你是不会得罪人。
You will bless people.
你是在祝福人。
Secondly, I think.
第二点。
A lot of people ashamed of the gospel because they are man pleaser. Instead, the Bible says God pleaser.
我们因着福音来感到羞耻的原因，其中就是因为我们是要讨人的喜悦，反而不去讨神的喜悦。
Last night I said, Lord, how many years I have been in ministry?
昨晚的时候，我问神，神啊，我服侍你多久了
？And I calculated 50 years this year.
我就数算了，今年已经有五十年之久。
I said, what are the problems of all Christians, including me?
我就说基督徒遇到什么问题呢？基督徒也包括我。
I came to one conclusion.
我就有了一个结论。
A lot of Christians today are worried about what their peer group is thinking of you.
今天有很多的基督徒就是一直在烦恼，我传福音呢，那我同级的人他们是怎样来看我？
If you are 30 years old, you preach to a 30-year-old non-believer, you think, what is he thinking of me?
Yeah, 当我是30岁的时候，我传福音给30岁的人听，他们到底会对我有什么想法呢？
In the end, our accountability is nothing else but to God.
到了最终的时候，我们是要跟神算账。
We are not only a stewardship of our money, stewardship of the message of the power of the gospel.
我们不单单要来讨好的谨守花我们的钱，我们也要对我们所得到的福音，我们有责任去传福音。
No wonder 1 Corinthians 1:23.
所以呢，在哥林多前书第一章二十三节里面说，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
Paul preached to the Jews is a stumbling block.
保罗将福音传给犹太人呢，对他们是一个绊脚石。
But preach to the Gentile means unbeliever like you and me is a foolish man and woman.
对外邦人就是还没有信主的人，他们认为我们是愚蠢的。
So Paul is correct.
所以保罗是对的。
I'm not ashamed.
我不以福音为耻。
It's holy word.
这是圣言。
Holy word can never turn back.
圣经的话语是不能够反驳的。
Number three reason.
第三点。
Number three reason ashamed because we are afraid that the opposite will object me.
我们以福音为耻不敢传，因为我们怕对方的人会反对我们。
If a Christian come and tell me,
假如有一个基督徒来告诉我，
Pastor, when I preach, I am so scared of being objected.
牧师啊，我传福音的时候，我好怕他们不会接受啊。
My first answer is this.
我第一个答案就是
The basis of your scriptural foundation is not secure.
就是你对福音的基本真理你没有完全领受。
You have no answer from the Bible, the holy word, the truthful word, the ever everlasting truthful word.
你从圣经里面你不能够用那个完全的真理来 对答他们。
That means you're not reading your Bible.
意思就是说，你没有完全认识基督圣经。
Are you reading your Bible every day like the way you read eat three meals every day?
你们是不是每天读圣经，好像你们每一天必定要吃三餐呢？
Of course, I cannot go to your home and check you.
当然，我不能够到你的家来查查看你有没有读经。
It depends on your integrity and your character in Christ Jesus.
这就是根据着你在基督里面那种诚实的
心。So what's the gospel?
但是什么是福音呢？
I put in one simple English sentence.
我只用简单的一句话来解释什么是
福音。The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
福音就是主耶稣基督唯一的好消息。
Die for your sin and my sin.
他是一个公义的神，为你为我而死。
And then rose again on the third day.
在第三天的时候，他从死里复活。
And eternally triumphant over the enemy.
他是永远胜过所有的敌人。
And now we have no condemnation to those who believe.
所以当现在呢，我们相信的人，我们就不再被定罪。
But have everlasting joy.
我们会得到永远的生命和喜乐。
That's the way you preach the gospel.
这就是福音。
God's only Son,
神唯一的儿子
presented eternal life. That's gospel.
他将他的永生的真理给我们，这就是真理了。
Simple message.
这个是很简单的信息。
So, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
if God is not your only God, only God, I say.
假如我们这一位真神不是你唯一的真神。
We Chinese people has got too many gods.
我们华人拜了很多的神。
Money is God.
金钱对他是神。金钱就是能力。
Not necessary.
这不一定是对的。
Education is God.
得到高深的教育就是神。
Not necessary.
也不是必定的。
But with God in everything you do,
但是在你所做的一切事上，有神的带领，有神的存在。
In your life.
那你的生命里面就带着能力。
So the gospel is the power of God.
对，这个福音呢，就是神的大能。
Point number one.
第一点。
What is the power of the gospel?
福音的大能到底是什么呢？
It is the power, the only power.
这是唯一的能力。
The word power means might.
这个就是一个讲这个大能呢，也就是
full of energy,
就是有很多的力气。
Full of force,
有很多的推动力。
That is within God in your life with the presence of the Holy Spirit.
所以有了圣灵在的里面，这几种不同样的能力就在你的生命上。
If you don't believe in the power of the gospel,
假如你不相信圣灵的大能，
please drive your car.
你请你去驾你的车。
And you want to go to Melbourne.
你想到墨尔本去。
Have you driven to Melbourne?
你们曾经驾车到墨尔本去。
And the car has got no fuel, petrol.
你没有汽油。
And refuse to generate any power over the four wheel.
使这个四个轮子都没有力再来转。
You can never, never, never reach Melbourne.
你确实不能，绝对不能，你的车能够把你带到墨尔本去。
Why I'm talking about this analogy?
为什么我要用这个比喻来说呢？
A Christian without the generating power of the gospel,
一个基督徒假如没有借着福音所得的那个能力，
He cannot go on.
他不能够继续走下去。
Take God seriously.
所以我们要很专注来信用来信神。
Before last December, before I leave for the holiday,
在十二月之前
，Pastor Lee referred a lady to me.
李牧师就介绍一个
，and show me the photo.
说是姐妹，那个姐叫我来去看这个姐妹，她给我这个姐妹的照片。
I said, I don't know her.
我起先的时候我说，我都不认识这个姐妹啊。
牧师说，你认识她，你去她的家是为她祷告。
他说你有，
我说。有吗？我完全认不出他瘦到 整个人我认不出。
李牧师提醒我，他说你是认识他的，你有去他的家带领他信主受洗。
对，
我就在问
This is the address. OK, 我 Monday 我就去。
哎，牧师就给我了地址，星期一第二天我就去看他。
When I reach her house,
当我到他的家的时候
I take a very close look at her.
我眼睛一直盯着他。
And I told my wife,
我就对太太说
I can only recognize her voice.
我只能够认得出她的声音。
I can't recognize her face.
她的面孔已经我不必不认识。
My first question is,
我第一个问题问她
You went through water baptism in my interview.
你要受洗之前我跟你做面谈啊。
After baptism, you disappear.
你受洗了以后你就不见了啊。
Three years, you disappear.
你已经不在教会
有三年了。Where do
you go? 你到底到哪里去呢？
什么教会都没有去。
我什么教会都没有去。
And, 我圣经也丢掉了。And, 孩子也不要我了，男和女，他的孩子带他来信主。现在你看我的手，我拿刀割，我要自己死，一个痕。我说，哦，你被鬼附了。So one day, I said, there's a power of the gospel. You have to repent.
所以我就告诉他说，福音里面有大能，你需要悔改。
And I led her through repentance.
所以我带领她悔改，做悔改的祷告。
Do you really repent?
我问她，你真是
悔改吗？ Repent is an ongoing process in the Christian life.
我们做基督徒的生活里面，我们要不断的悔改。
Why did God have to send Jesus?
为什么主耶稣要
Have you ever thought of that?
为什么神要差遣主耶稣？
Jesus is Almighty.
主耶稣是全能的。
You bunch of Christians, all sinners.
我们所有的基督徒其实都是
罪人。I wipe you out. Can God do it? Can.
神能够拯救我们吗？可以的。
No, wipe you out.
神能够把我们所有的人毁灭吗？
Yes,
是可以的。
But on the basis of the gospel,
但是因着福音的大能，
it is because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
That's why he saved you.
所以他要拯救你。
Do you understand, or not, sister?
所以我就问这个姐妹，你明白吗？
So I take the authority.Because in deliverance, you must have the power of the gospel.
所以呢，因为要做给他做释放的祷告，我先借全钱从他，我先让他重新来领受这个福音的大能。
So I said, Lord, speak to me. What spirit is driving her so crazy?
Yeah, 我就求主来指示我是什么事使他变成这样。
Cut the story short.
在他祷告激犯的时候
，He couldn't stand it.
他就已经不能够忍住了。
He ran behind the kitchen.
他就跑到厨房后面。
There's a garbage bin.
他在垃圾桶里面。
我说赶快吐，全部吐出来啊！
我就吩咐他赶快全部都吐出来。
And then she was set free.
所以他就得到释放了。
And I brought a couple.
所以我又带了一对的夫妇，弟
兄和姐妹。So they can learn from me.
跟我在一起，他需要跟我们学习。
菲利牧师，你看他的脸，我知道了，全部光亮了，又红色了，刚才青色的。So brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
，The gospel is the power of God in you.
这个福音本是神的大能住在你的里面。
So today,
今天
，If you read the Bible,
当你读圣经
，Paul said there is a different gospel.
圣经保罗说：“这里你会看到圣灵的大能。”
Be alert.
所以我们要注意，不是世
上的福音。Let me remind you some of the different gospel that you and I hear.
我们来看我们所听到的不同的，他们认为是福
音的。Outside this church,
在这个教会的外面
，there are religion who says, turn over a new leaf will do.
有一些的。教会不是教，对不起
，religion,
有一些的宗教，他们就传哦，你就改变就可以了。
And there's another gospel.
还有另外一种的福音。
It's called the gospel of materialism.
就是一个物质的福音。
He says your worth is determined what you have in the pocket.
他说
要看你的人生有没有价值呢？就是要看你袋子里面有多少钱。
I pray that a prosperous country like China.
我是很期待，好像中国这样发达的国家。
Do not allow materialism to step into the big country called China, which is I'm part of it. My mother is from China.
所以呢，让这个物质不能够全部来充满整个国家中国。我也是中国人。
The power of God.
单单要有福音的大能。
The third gospel, different gospel, liberalism.
还有另外的所谓的福音呢，就是
very liberal, very, very free.
就是那种自由的思想。
I'm okay.
他们说我不需要福音，因为我觉得我还可以。
You are also okay.
Candy, 你也是很好啊。
Brenda, you are also okay.
Brenda, 我看你也是很好的。
Hey, everybody, you are okay.
你们每一个人都是可以的，还好的。
Why okay?
为什么世人都觉得自己是可以还好的？
Life is short, better be okay.
Yeah, 有的人说我们的生命是很暂短的，所以呢，你要感觉到你还可以。
So that's the fourth gospel of the world.
所以这是世界的人的第四个思想。
That's why God had to send His Son.
因着这个缘故，神呢就差派了他的儿子主耶稣基督。
My question is.
今天我的问题是。
Which gospel are you trusting? You have to answer. Don't ask your pastor or your cell group leader.
你要决定哪一种的福音？刚才我讲了四种哦。你要决定是哪一个做一个福哪一种的福音呢？你不要说我要问牧师就可以了。
No need.
不需要来问牧师。
Ask yourself. I believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
你要自己来相信，我是真实相信福音的真理。
Secondly,
第二点
，What's the purpose of the gospel?
福音的目的是什么呢
？Why did God had to die on the cross.
为什么主耶稣要死在十字架上
？Hey, do you know Jesus died on the cross belongs to the Roman?
你知道吗？主耶稣死在十字架上，有人认为是只有罗马人去接受。
The purpose of this gospel is to have safety.
有这个福音的目的呢？他们认为，假如有了福音，就能够安全。
有 preservation.
你就能够被保留
you deliverance
你就会得到脱离
you will not be in a hell of fire
你就能够脱离了地狱和地狱中的火
salvation will never be lost provided you cling on eternally to the gospel of truth
假如你能够永永久久的抓住这个圣福音的真理呢你就会得救，永远得救。
So I said to the sister, "How come you throw away your Bible?"
我就问这一位姐妹，为什么你连圣经都丢掉了
？I went on Monday, so Tuesday morning we went again and presented her a new Bible before she go back to Shanghai.
那一天是星期二，星期一，星期二清早的时候，我们快快的拿一本圣经送给她，请她带回上海，因为她当天就回上海。不能够再回到澳洲了。
You will be make sure you attach to a Shanghai church, and I asked Bonnie to refer to a Shanghai church, and I got Sister, 你的姐小组那个姐妹，上海姐妹，不是年轻的，
鲁华。所以呢，我就请我们教会一个小组的姐妹给我上海一个教会的地址。
So, I say you follow this sister.
我就说你跟着这个姐妹一起去那个教会。
Now we come to the plan of the gospel.
我们要更认识福音，就要知道福音
的计划。
福音。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希利利人。
Salvation of everyone who believes. That's the plan of the gospel.
福音的计划就是要给一切相信的人，要救一切相信的人。
Not those who are holy, holy.
并不是那些外表是
Those who say, yes, I am a sinner.
乃是对那些承认说是的我原先是罪人
Gospel salvation is planned for everyone irrespective of what race you are.
这个救恩的计划是要给所有的人不管你是属于哪一些人
The trouble is a lot of people like to do things themselves.
但是有一个难题就是有很多人他们要做自己的事
that Everything that they do, they are satisfied.
他们所做的一切他们心里感到满足
But you have to have satisfaction by receiving the message of the gospel.
但是你要接受这一个福音的信息你心里就得到满足。
What are you trusting today?
今天我想问你，你在信靠什么？
You go and pray and let the Holy Spirit convict you.
请你祷告，让圣灵亲自来感动你。
The last part.
最后的一个部分。
The product, the effectiveness of the gospel.
我们要来看这个福音的大能。
And verse 17.
在第十七节。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，必人义人必因信得生。
So the product, the effectiveness of the gospel is to make us righteous.
对，福音的果效就是使我们每一个人成为义人。
But men and women has got two problems.
但是男儿女都有两个不同的问题。
After 50 years of ministry, I see only two problems.
哎，我服侍了有五十年，我有看到两种的问题。
Most people think that they are righteous.
就是那些自称自己是好人的。
And therefore, I am acceptable to the Lord.
所以他说，我在神的眼中是特别的人，是被神接纳的。
This concept is wrong.
这个思想是错的。
You cannot produce righteousness by self-will, by self-work.
你不能够因着自己的思想，以自己的努力来得到称义。
You have to put Jesus to be a believing heart in you.
你的心里面必定要相信有耶稣住在你的心里。
Do you know God said, I take you as sinners and make you righteous.
哎，神说，当你做罪人的时候，我就拯救你，使你成为正直公义的人。
What we Christian men and women cannot do, God can do by the product, the effectiveness of the power of the gospel.
哎，我们信徒所不能够做的，神就是因着福音的大能，却为我们成就了。
That's why he says.
所以他说。
From by faith, from first to last.
他说从开始一直到最后。
See, not only repentance is ongoing, church.
对，我们要悔，我们悔改的心是继续不断的。
Faith is an ongoing thing.
这信心呢，相信呢，也是要必定坚持不断的相信下去。
I believe this thing exists because I see, I touch.
今天我看到这个东西，我知道我有这个东西，因为我看到，我手也摸到。
One day,
有一天
you don't see,
你看不到
you cannot touch,
你也摸不到了。
You still have faith?
你仍旧还有信心吗？
From first to last, from faith to faith.
从开始到末了，从你信上加信的时候。
All of us start with a beginning faith.
我们每一个人开始是一个相信的心。
But in the course of our life until eternity, we have an ending faith when you reach heaven.
但是我们一直在走在人生的道路上，有一天的时候，我们到了天堂，那就是我们信心结束的道路。
So faith is the way of life for a child of God, church.
所以每一个做神儿女的人，我们必定要有信心走完世界的路。
So I've said this: the power of God, the purpose of gospel,
神的大能，福音的目的
，the plan of the gospel,
福音的计划
，and the product, the effectiveness of the gospel,
还有福音的果效。
It's because of the power of the word.
这有了这几点，正乃是因为神话语中的大能。
A life-changing power of the gospel.
我们要来看到这个福音是有能力来改变生命的。
I'm telling you how the gospel now can be powerful.
我现在要告诉你们这个救恩呢，怎样这个福音呢，怎样是有大有能力的。
You see four white arrows.
你有看到四个箭头。
一个，
第一个、
Grace.
就是恩典。
Number two，
第二
，repentance，
你需要悔改。
Number three，
第三就是要有基督。
Number four，
第四
，the cross，
就是靠十字架。
Where do I get this from？
我是在哪里看到这几点呢
？In Titus chapter two，
就是在提多书第二章十一到十四节。
Let's go one by one。
来，我们一点一点来讲。
Verse 11.
在第一节提多书第二章十一节，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
Now, the secret of the gospel power is this.
福音奇妙改变的能力就是。
The Bible says, in my English, I put white. The grace of God has appeared.
乃是因为神的恩典已经显明出来。
Past tense.
这个是过去式的。
How did he appear the grace of God?
神的救恩是怎样显明出来呢
？He sent his son.
他差遣他的儿子。
2000 years ago.
在2000年前。
That's why we have Christmas.
所以我们有了圣诞节。
And then he lived 33 years.
过了他活了三十三年。
Then he was put to by Roman soldiers on the Roman cross.
罗马士兵把他钉在罗马人的十字架上。
Then we have the Good Friday.
我们就有了这个复活节。
Then we have Easter Sunday.
对啊，我们有复活节，也有耶稣钉死的那一天。
You have to realize, church.
所以弟兄姐妹，你们要记得。
The grace of God has already appeared in your life.
呀，神的恩典。已经出现在你们的生命里了。
You got to embrace that grace of God ongoing.
所以你要来接受神的恩典在你的生命中。
Secondly,
第二点
，repentance
是悔改。
Verse 12,
在十二节里面说，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义、敬虔度日。
Say no to ungodliness and worldly passion. What's that? Repentance.
Yeah, 我们就是拒绝这个不敬虔的，还有世俗的情欲。这个是什么呢？这就是悔改。
Very simple.
很简单的。
Paul said in Titus, repent.
保罗在提多书劝我们都要悔改。
When you do the wrong thing, repent.
当你做错事的时候，你要赶快悔改。
You say the wrong word, repent.
你讲错话，你要悔改。
Repentance is ongoing.
这个悔改的过程是继续不间断的。
So repentance is an ongoing present tense, continually.
所以我们要悔改，就是不停的悔改。
That is very important.
这是非常重要的。
So church.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Verse 12. Say no to ungodliness. Just read that.
教训我们除去不敬虔的心。
And then the second half of this verse 12.
在十二节的第二段。
We also have to live a self-controlled life.
我们要除去世俗的情欲，而且在今世要自守。就是自己要控制。
Upright your righteousness living.
我们要过着正直无愧的生活。
And be godly in the present age.
我们要成公义的人，而且在活着的日子带着敬虔的心。
That's the gospel power.
这就是福音的大能。
Fourth one.
第四点。
Verse 13.
我们要等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神，我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Every night when I pray, Lord, please come early. I'm big, big in trouble.
所以每一次呢，我都说我尽量早来到教会，要
不
然我
不是 Lord, come quickly.
我说主啊，求你快来。
I'm in trouble.
我现在遇到困难了。
Please come.
你要快快回来。
This trip, I was in Adelaide.
这一次我在度假的时候。
I do a lot of deliverance in Malaysia and in here.
我在马来西亚，在澳洲，常常有做释放的工作。
Now my grandchildren are in high school.
现在我的孙子也在中学了。
One night I sleep, God spoke to me.
有一天晚上我睡觉的时候。
Pray for your second grandson.
圣灵叫我为我第二孙祷告。
When I'm asleep, this voice comes, I know it's the Holy Spirit.
当我睡觉的时候有这种声音，我知道这是出于圣灵。
So I'm telling you, all those young parents who have kids in primary school or kindergarten, be aware.
所以呢，我要
to bless, I'm blessing you.
劝所有的父母亲，我们要注意这一点。你们有孩子在读书，小学、中学。
Pray what, Lord? Why pray for second grandson?
我要为这个第二个孙祷告什么呢？
Pray for spirit of retaliation.
他叫我呢，就是要为他祷告，就是不顺从的不顺
从
的习惯。
I told her, "Hey, God said, pray for our second son."
She
said, "Pray what?"
我起身的时候，我跟太太讲，太太问我要为他祷告什么。
I say, "She, Holy Spirit said, pray for retaliation."
Yeah.圣灵说他常常反对我们劝告他的话，我们要为这事祷告。
But I have to be wise. I've never ever prayed for children deliverance. Never.
我从来没有。
Always adult.
没有为这个孩子做释放祷告。
So I learned something.
通常都是为大人来祷告。
Children need to be delivered into the truth.
我们的孩子都需要被释放进入到真理里面。
When they are young, they are so cute, so loving.
他们小的时候，他很。
When they are in high school, there is second stage of problem coming.
他们进入中学的时候，
I am encountering that now.
Yeah, 第二的不同的问题，这是我现在开始面对。
I say, do you know how old 阿公 is?
我就跟孙子说，你们知道阿公几岁
了。All this morning, sit there. 1, 2, 3, 4. I will have a conference.
我就请四个人坐下来，我要。跟他们开会。
Everybody look at each other.
他们四个看来看去。
What is this 阿公 trying to do?
这个公公不知道要做什么。
I said, Saya, Josiah, sit next to me now.
所以我就叫这个第二的孙叶绍雅，你坐在旁边。
The first grandson sit next to Josiah.
大孙呢就坐在这个第二的旁边。
The third granddaughter and fourth one sit on my left. On my right.
第三个、第四个是女孙，就坐在我的。
I tell them the moral of life.
我就教导他们。
The power of the gospel.
教导他们神的大能。
Amen.
Amen.
听得懂吗 ？Do you understand or not?
我就问他们：你们明白吗
？Only one daughter, granddaughter.Was in tears.
只有一个女孙呢，她流眼泪。
The other two boy, I said, Saya.
所以你另外两个男孙
I'm going to lay hand on you.
好像没有感觉，我就跟这两个男孙说，我要为你祷告。
And I lay hand on my second son, a second grandson.
所以我就把手我就为第二个男孙来祷告。
Close your eyes, Saya. Look to the Lord.
你要闭着眼睛。
阿公 is going to pray for a blessing for you.
阿公要为你祝福。
I say, in the name of Jesus.
我说奉主耶稣的名。
I come in the power of your name.
我是带着神的名的大能。
Any spirit that is not should be residing, spirit of retaliation, I command it to come out right now in Jesus' name.
所以不对的灵。还有不顺从的灵，在这时候奉主耶稣的名出来。
I have the power of the gospel.
我有这个
圣灵的大能。I have the power of the Spirit.
我有圣灵的大能。
You will not know, but I know. He doesn't know, but I know.
Inside you. 他
不知道。咕噜咕噜，咕噜咕噜，咕噜咕噜。
这个第二
声
里面已经在有
震动。The turning of the Spirit.
在里面圣灵一直在搅动。
I said, come out in Jesus' name.
我说奉主耶稣的名，这不对的灵出来。
And poor little 12 years old boy.
这个可怜十二岁的男
孙。This how he did to me. 我说你不舒服是吗？对，我说出来。I said, second time, I will pray second time.
我说我要再第二次为你祷告。
Same prayer.
同样的祷告。
Wow, he couldn't stand it.
他忍不住了。
Okay, now I release blessing into your spirit.
啊，出来了以后我就要就释放给他。
You just don't bind and deliver. You bind, you'll be in trouble. You have to lose the good spirit.
我们就释放的祷告不可以一直在捆绑，我们也要释放对的灵。
They look at me.
所以他
and he smiled.
我请他看到我，他就跟我微笑。
Next day I was shocked. She says.What happened? What did you do? When I was praying, she was at the kitchen cooking.
Yeah, 第二天的时候我就问她，哎，到底发生了什么事？
为什么变得这么好？
为什么这个第二孙他很坏蛋的，就变成了很乖？
So the cross is our future hope.
哎，这个十字架就是我们所仰望的。
No problem in your encountering of...Problem.
是我们所盼望的，使我们不再面对许多的问题。
So that's why Paul said in Titus.
所以保罗在提
多。Are you looking for the glorious appearance of the great God?
你们是不是在等候所盼望的神，等候这位救主
？That is called the life-changing power of the gospel.
这就是能够改变生命的福音。
So this is the four words.
所以就是
这
四点
恩典。Grace, repentance,
悔改、基督和十字架。
So, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
there's a future hope.
我们有永久，我们有将来到的期望。
So let me end up with a testimony.
哎，我在结束的时候，我要有一有见证。
A manager.
有一个经理在我住的
槟城。A big 3M company manager.
他是一间很大间 3M 的。
Every time he carries briefcase, he come to my high school.
他每次他就拿了他的大提袋就到我的中学。
I'm the head of science department.
我是科学部的主任。
And I organized and I set up 6 science lab.
我已经设立了
A brand new school building.
六个科学的实验室。
And I bought all the 6 projector.
所以我就买了六个那个。
Not this type of PowerPoint.
不是这种。
You know transparency.
因为那个时候
I've been trained.
还没有这一些。
So he looked at me. He said.
看到我他就说
I see you have a wisdom. Why you so much wisdom?
他就问我为什么你有这么多的智慧
I sell him Jesus.
我就把主耶稣卖给他
He sell me projector.
他将这一些
I sell him Jesus.
他卖给我我就把
Cut the story short. One day he says, Philip, I want you to come to my office.
After 10 years.
After?After 10 years.
过了十年的时候，有一天他说 ，Philip， 我请你到我的办公室。
I want to accept Jesus.
我要接受耶稣了。
But every time.
但是每一次。
I sit in my managerial office.
他说他坐在那个经理的椅子。
I got a funny voice telling me, "Don't read the Bible. Don't read the Bible."
有一个声音告诉我不要读圣经，不要读圣经。
I said, Peter.Peter,
you,
no problem.
我说没有问题。
You invite me, I go. You don't invite me, I don't go.
你不请我，我就不去。
If I go, you think I intruding into your private business?
Yeah, 假如我去了，你会觉得我在干扰你的生意。
So I went.
所以我去。
I sat down there. I said, Holy Spirit, talk to me.
我坐在那边，我祷告，求圣灵对我说话。
The Holy Spirit, look what is behind him.
叫我圣灵就告诉我看这一个经理的后面什么
6 black object
就后面呢有排了六个黑黑的
and one of them he told me is 财神 I don't understand
yeah 其中的一个是财神
oh this bit okay
yeah
my question to you
所以我就问他
my question are this object belongs to your father
我说这一些偶像是不是属于你的还是你爸爸的
he said no it's mine
他说是他自己的。
All right, he 3M box, plenty empty box.、Mm. I say in Jesus' name, collect all this and put in a box.
所以呢，就把这些偶像放在这个
I don't do it.
这个盒子里面。
That means you're willing. I believe.
对，代表说你相信，
你愿意除掉，
你能够接受十字架的福音。
I took to the backyard, somewhere far away, and burn.
所以就把这些偶像烧了。
Then one day he said, come to my office tonight. And pray for me to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So while we were praying, the office is glass. The office is glass. And his father is standing behind. He's looking at this Philip.
I saw him.
I said, you have to demolish all your idols. But you need to respect your father. Things belong to him, stop it. So he went back to where the father was. He came back. His face is greener than before. I said, what did your father say? Why demolish? You are married, you got boy, you got girl, and then now your business is so good. His business was good after he became a Christian.
I said,
let's pray again. In the Holy Spirit. His father came out. This time he came out with a hammer. I said, Jesus, I'm not ashamed of you. This hammer will not knock my head. He came to me. He called me Uncle Philip. That time I was very young.
Yeah, 他就说, Philip.
I said, Uncle, the frontage, 那个偶像, you know that, 天父天, I mean, what's that? It's
yeah,
there's an altar in front in all Malaysian house.
Yeah, 在门口的时候,他们就有了一个神牌。
He said, this one must demolish.
他就问我这个老伯伯,他问我,我要把它除掉吗?
You want to do it?
你要做吗?
可以的,祝福是你的。
Yeah, 我说可以,你会得到祝福。
Oh, he went back, king, king, kong, king, kong, and put in a 3M box,
yeah.
And the lantern, and the tray, 除掉了。
这个老爸爸还没有信主,他看,听到祷告,他自动的,他要 菲利牧师把这一些除掉, 他把一样一样拆下来。
What I'm saying is there's a power of the gospel can transform Mr. Yu, the father.
Yeah, 我在这里所要说的, 这就是福音的大能, 福音的大能改变了这个从来不相信主耶稣的老人家。
And one day he called me up, he became a Christian, baptized,
后来的时候,
filled the Holy Spirit.
这个老人家,
Peter, 他孩子,
他的孩子, 就接受主的, 受洗了。
Give me a call early morning, 7:30.
在很早7:30的时候, 这个经理儿子打电话给我。
Philip, I got one counsel to seek from you.
他说, Philip, 我要来请教你。
There is a headquarter, the headman of a government department asked me to sell him 5,000 overhead projector.
他说在有个政府的部门, 最上面的那个总经理要我卖五千个 of projector 给他。
But you give me a second voucher and you put 12,000. Bribery!
他说就是他们要贿赂,叫他开两张单, 另外一张是,
I said, Peter,
我说, Peter,
the Bible says we cannot accept bribery in the book of Proverbs.
在《箴言》里面说我们不可以接受贿赂的钱。
Go back and phone up the head of department.
你可以回去
Malay department of government Malaysia.
部门的头跟他说,
he said, oh, I cannot accept bribery because I'm a Christian. Declare who you are.
我现在是基督徒了,我不会接受这个贿赂的钱。所以呢,我们要宣告我们是属于主的人。
One week later,
过了一个星期,
he got a phone call.
他又接到电话。
Mr. Manager Peter,
他说,总经理,
I'd like to order da 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 da.
我要订这一些东西,很多的东西。
超过2万块。
都是超过他要给他贿赂的钱。
But no bribery.
但是都是正当,
that is the power of the gospel.
这就是福音的大能。
So, finally,
最后,
he believed really in the word of God.
以相信主的话, 全家信。
And the whole family came to the Lord.
最后的时候，整个家族的人都来信主。
Came to the church I was in.
来到我们的教会。
So brother and sister.
在弟兄姐妹。
Another gentleman. A man came up to me.
有一个人他来找我。
I baptized him.
我替他受洗。
But that is doesn't mean that you are baptized and you are clear of everything.
不是说你受洗了，其他的完全没事了。
He said, "What happened, Alan?"
我就问他 ，Alan 有什么事
？Talk to me.
请你告诉我。
Can you stop my smoking addiction?
他说我吸烟，我有上瘾了，请你代替我祷告。
He bought the most expensive Lucky Strike in Malaysia, the most expensive.
他是吸最贵的烟。
One day, five packet.
一天呢要喝吃要吸五盒的烟。
You never tell me you're a smoker when I baptize you.
你当你受洗的时候，你都没有说你吸烟啊。
The power of salvation convict him.
因为福音的大能感动了他。
Come and look for me.
就来找我。
I say yes.
可以的，我说。
The Holy Spirit say, ask him to take out what is in the pocket.
圣灵告诉我说，查查看他的袋子有什么拿出来。
Whatever in your pocket.Take it out in Jesus' name.
我就说奉主耶稣的名，把袋子里面的东西都拿出来。
Lucky strike.
这个每一包的香烟都拿出来。
我说还有啊。
他拿了一包，我说
再拿出来。
再拿出来。
Striker.
那个打火机呀。
我说放在地上。Are you happy to step in the name of Jesus?
所以我说你高兴吗？就是用脚来踏这一些东西，踏掉这些东西。
Jesus says, "Every Satan is under our feet."
圣经里面说，魔鬼都是在我们的脚下。
You strike now, step. He got a bata, what they call that, the bata heart soul shoe. You step on the striker and break the striker.
所以呢，我就
哇，
把这一个打火机还有香烟。
In the end.Wow, you see, Pastor, all this addiction, all this, all gone.
他就说，哇，我那个香烟瘾好像都没有失去了。
He was set free.
他就自己得到了。
So lastly, conclusion.
都得到解除了。所以
When you reach out to the millionaire.
所以当你向这些百万富翁传道。
You need to know, Holy Spirit, tell me what he needs.
你需要问圣灵。
Holy Spirit told me two people.
只是你这一个人需要什么？
One is
圣灵曾经告诉我两个公名。
And he's you mentioned Sunny Song, everybody knows he's a lawn tennis champion in Malaysia.
所以这个人是在打羽球里面、游击界里面最出名的人。
So I ministered to his need.
所以呢，我就因着他的需要。
Another one millionaire.
还有另外一个百万富
翁。It's a palm called the top five millionaire in Malaysia.
也就是马来西亚五个百万富翁中间的一个。
I minister to what he need in his spirit.
我就是因着他灵里面的需要来为他祷告。
There's a power in the gospel.
因为在神的福音是大能的。
So everything transpired so well. Today, he is a pillar to the church through finance.
所以呢。这照的今天，因着福音的大能，这两位百万富翁就是成为教会的支柱。
He said, Pastor,
他说牧师
，This building is 3 million ringgit.
他说这个建筑那个时候是有300万。
How much you need?
他说你需要多少？这个
Pastor a bit shy.
牧师他说教会需要多少？牧师呢就比较约束一点。
I said, I'm genuine. The God says, help the church in the finance.
他说我真的我要奉献啊，神叫我呢要奉献给教会。
Give a check.
对，他就开了支票。
The church loan is finished through the bank.
这整间教会就没有再贷款了。
Never regret in the gospel power.
所以我们不要看清福音的大能。
It is only God's power can.Bless you, whatever you need to be blessed.
So, 福音的大能 就是能够来祝福我们所有一切的需要。
So, brother and sister,
所以弟兄姐妹
you have to be eager to do what is good.
所以我们要羡慕要做一切善事。
Eager to do what is good for God's sake.
我们要为因着主的缘故热心为善。
Don't do good for your own sake.
你也不要因着自己来做善事。
You will never be blessed.
那你就假如这样，你就不能够得到祝福。
So, salvation is good news.
所以呢，福音得救是一个好消息。
So please, 信福小组 please you all go and preach the gospel.
所以我要劝我们整个教会在信福小组里面努力热心传福音。
Don't quote Bible.
不要只有一直在讲圣经的话。
Quote your lifestyle experience.
呀，你就要你要见证你生命的祝福。
Then you will be blessed.
这样子呢，你就必得到祝福。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you that your gospel is a power.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，因为你的福音是大能。
Let your blessing overtake your church here.
主啊，让你的祝福充充满满的充满这个教会。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.